Matthew Halton of the CBC, speaking from Italy. It is Christmas Eve, but as I speak, there is still the hardest of fighting in the streets of Ortona. I've never seen anything worse. Right now, in a deep ravine only half a mile from Ortona, some Canadian engineers are building a bridge under fire. I am speaking now in safety, several miles behind there. But the fighting men are still in action, and the engineers are still working on that bridge. Here is a recording we made in a comparatively quiet moment there today. While we were there, enemy mortar shells fell near us, but not as we were recording, and I can't say I'm sorry. But you will hear a machine gun. A section of machine gunners were with the engineers to give them covering fire, and you will hear one of the berm guns ripping away.
We're in this gully now. You can hear the engineers shouting in this gully just below Ortona, where Western Canadian units are having one of the toughest fights of the campaign. Down in the gully, which is sometimes under enemy fire, there are more than 100 Canadians ignoring whatever fire there is and doing this job so that the battle can get on. With me just now, there is Captain Lieutenant Donald McClellan of Vancouver, who is in charge of the building of this bridge. I think the largest the Canadians have yet put in, with a 170-foot span. You're working here at times in plain view of the enemy, aren't you, Lieutenant?
Yes, he can see us right from Ortona. Has he shelled you much?
Not directly, but some have fallen rather near to us. We've been given off the job.
Oh, yes. Well, I hope they don't start shelling just for a few minutes.
I hope they...
As I speak now, we can hear the machine guns, our own brand guns, and the enemy Schmeisers and Spandaus scuttering away in our corner. Who is this... Who is this older sapper? There, you heard some noises. Fortunately, not enemy. The blast was a blast on the bridge, and the machine gunner was one of our machine guns covering this position as the bridge is built.
Right.
Among the sappers working here, there's Sapper Joseph Rome. Isn't it Sapper
Rome?
Yes,
Sapper Rome. I'm afraid I won't be able to say what his age is. The authorities might be there.
Well, anyway, I believe there's the machine gunner. There's the machine gun again covering this bridge. As the bridge is built. Sapper Rome is... Anyway, he looks like quite an old man. He was born in Carlisle, England. And now he's... When I ask him where he's from, he says anywhere in Canada.
There may be people listening to this who find it hard to believe that our sappers can build a heavy steel bridge with a single span of 170 feet across a blown gorge in a day or two. And do it under shell fire and sometimes under machine gun fire. Yet this is done time after time by British and Canadian engineers. For security reasons, I cannot give you many details. I cannot tell you how the work is done, nor what enables it to be done. But it's a fascinating thing to watch, except when shells are falling. Shells have to fall right on top of these engineers before they go to ground. They're working against time and with grim purpose to help the infantry. The sooner the bridge is finished, the sooner our supporting arms can get to the forward infantry. The men aren't talking much, though you hear them shout, "Heave!" And you hear the quick orders of Sergeant William Prust of Toronto, or Lieutenant Don McClellan of Vancouver, or Major Evan Pritchard of Kingston. It's a beautiful piece of work and a fine piece of gallantry. And to be with them for just a few minutes is to be better, come what may, while you're there. This is Matthew Halton of the CBC, speaking from Italy.